What's going on, everybody? It's be your boy, DJ Anonymous, with another episode of Sports Biz Music, the podcast. And it's Super Bowl week / Super Bowl weekend, so let's talk about this. Last episode, I gave y'all a quick update on the podcast, and I told y'all it's going to be daily. I'm going to try to make it daily. If I don't make it daily, y'all can slap me when y'all see me. Don't slap me. I was just playing with y'all. But Super Bowl week / weekend. First things first, usually, you know, they always come out with the awards and stuff, like who won everything before the Super Bowl. So I want to say this. Shout out to Lamar for winning his second MVP. My fellow Capricorn, we got the same birthday, actually. But shout out to Lamar for winning his MVP, second MVP. To me, Lamar, you already first ballot. You can retire today. You one of the quarterbacks, you know, just like Patrick Mahomes, that, you know, in this generation, that you just changed the game in terms of, like, just the quarterback position. Like, yeah, we seen it before with Michael Vick and Donovan McNabb and Randall Cunningham, Colin Kaepernick. We seen it before, but you took it to a whole another level. Like, the speed, the arm strength, you know, the agility, just to take over the game, just everything. You got the full package, you know. Lamar, congratulations again on winning the MVP. Hopefully you get that ring. Hopefully next year. Hopefully, I'm praying, you know, from a Florida boy to another. Man, you got to win that thing for us, bro, for the crib. Also, congratulations to C-Mac, Christian McCaffrey, winning the Offensive Player of the Year. Well-deserved, even though he won over Tyreek Hill, which was, like, kind of crazy because Tyreek, he went crazy too this year. But I can't hate that C-Mac, you know, C-Mac is – he's the 49ers. We're going to talk about more of him in a minute because we're going to talk about the Super Bowl. Who else? Hold on. Oh, yeah. Congratulations to Flacco for winning Combat Player of the Year. I called that. Flacco, for what you did this year. You was literally like semi-retired. Team set you up. And, you know, you got the Browns. You helped them, you know, complete their mission to go back to the playoffs. And you had some crazy numbers this year. But, yeah, like, I mean, honestly, with that award, a person like Baker Mayfield could have won, you know what I'm saying? Because Baker, to me, he had a comeback year with all the stuff that he went through. Everybody was telling him he couldn't do this and he couldn't do that. I mean, he was another one that could have won that award because not only he had the numbers, but he also made it to the postseason. And he almost went to the NFC Championship. But shout out to Joe Flacco. Shout out to Myles Garrett. You had a crazy year, Defensive Player of the Year. I think you was the youngest to get to, like, I think, like 90 sacks or something like that. Or 100 sacks by the time he was 28. Some crazy stuff. I gotta look in these stats. But, man, you had 14 sacks this year. 267 yards allowed per game. That whole Cleveland Brown defense was crazy. From the front seven all the way to the DBs. Like, that defense was good and it's going to continue to get better because it's young. CJ Stroud, man, let me tell you something real quick. CJ Stroud, to me, he got it. He got it already. If he would never got hurt, he would have won MVP, in my opinion. That probably would have been like the second or third time that happened in the NFL where a rookie won MVP and Rookie of the Year. But CJ Stroud is him. And like I said, the NFL got a bright future. Bright future. Defensive Rookie of the Year, his teammate, Will Anderson Jr. I already knew he was going to be something coming out of Alabama. He was just different. That was a great pickup for let me say something. Houston as a whole, y'all just need to continue to support. I'm just talking about the from the front office to all the fans. Continue to support your teams, because ever since Houston was established, you know, y'all had y'all bad years, but overall, y'all always drafted good. Y'all always picked up good pieces in free agency or trade. Y'all need to keep that up and take it to the next level, because with CJ Stroud, I can really see y'all winning the Super Bowl. Coach of the year, Kevin Stan, I can't pronounce your last name. It's early in the morning. I'm sorry. But Coach Kevin from Cleveland deserved, well deserved. Anybody could have won that Coach of the Year. The coach from Houston could have won. Dan Campbell could have won. It was a lot of coaches that could have won that award. But Coach Kev, you got it, man. I already said Joe Flacco, Comeback Player of the Year. So, yeah, like, you know, shout out to everyone who won the awards and stuff. Shout out to the Pro Bowlers. Pro Bowl was last week. I didn't get to see the All-Pro list. I'll probably talk about that in another episode. But, yeah, shout out to y'all. Shout out to the winners, the award winners. Shout out to y'all. But let's get to this game. I had thought about it for like a week and a half, almost 2 weeks, especially after the conference games was over. I really thought about it. And truth be told, this is really a rematch, literally a rematch. Each team probably lost maybe about three or four people that was very important to them at the last time they fought. But basically, this the same teams. This is basically the same defense. The Chiefs still got Mahomes. They still got Kelce back there. They still got Coach Reed. Only difference is the Chiefs defense is a bit different. It's way different in terms of, like, you know, back in 2020, even throughout that season, don't get me wrong, the Chiefs defense was good. I believe it was like a top 10 defense, but this defense they got this year is a top 5, top 3 defense, bro. Like, it's crazy. 49ers, pretty much the exact same team, minus a few pieces. Well known as Jimmy G. Well, I call him Goop Hair, it is, because he got that good hair, you know what I'm saying? And if y'all watch the Wayans Brothers, that's where I got it from. So just, they don't have Goop Hair, it is, no more. They got Brock Purdy, which is, a lot of people say he's the same as Jimmy G. I feel like he's a bit better than Jimmy G. Still a game manager, but I, for me personally, put a little bit more respect on Brock Purdy. You know, I like him. Irrelevant too as well. He got a lot of stuff against him. He got a big chip on his shoulder. So I got a lot of respect for Brock Purdy. But here's my pick, and then I'm gonna talk about the preview. I'm gonna say why I picked them, and then I'm gonna talk about the overall preview of the game. And I'm gonna also talk about the halftime show, because that was a good look, which I did for getting Usher. But I'm gonna talk about the halftime show a little bit. I'm gonna go with the Chiefs on two-peating and also beating the 49ers again, and here's why. Throughout the whole season, I've been paying attention to the Kansas City Chiefs. I've been paying attention to, in particular, Patrick Mahomes, right? This is Patrick Mahomes' worst year in terms of, like, interceptions, just in terms of, like, just his numbers. He still put out great numbers for, like, an average quarterback, but for him, it wasn't, like, it was just, like, you know, what the hell? Like, who is this? But I've been paying attention to the Chiefs this year. And we all noticed that, you know, offense is not really the same in terms of, like, the receiving core. Because even last year's receiving core wasn't, you know, they didn't have that top-notch person. And I'm not counting Travis Kelce. You can't really, because he's technically a tight end. Yeah, he can go wide out, but I'm talking about receiving core. Like, I don't really count Kelce because he's a tight end. Last year they had like none but second or third stringers, but it got them to the Super Bowl and they won because of who they got their quarterback. Who's their quarterback? This year it got worse. Not really talent. It's just because of the fact that it was a lot of unknowns. Like Rice. Rice is a rookie, and he's gonna have a bright future in the NFL. That boy does. He fast. He got hands. You know, he good. He's good with routes and stuff. But he got a future. You got Vez Quels. My boy from he came from Green Bay. He's there now, and there's a few other like receivers that's there. But we was looking at the whole offense, and they wasn't really the same like how they was in the past. But the main thing that was different about the Chiefs was their defense. Let me tell you something. The Chiefs defense this year is the best defense I've seen from them ever in a Patrick Mahomes era. And it's very impressive, too, because usually, you know, on the Patrick Mahomes team with the Chiefs, you don't have to worry about defense because, you know, the Chiefs go on a high clip. And I understand why this always happened, because I always wanted to see, like, the last time we probably seen this, like, close was New England back in 07 when they had a crazy, like, offensive, like, juggernaut team scoring high points. And they still had a great defense. Like, that defense was still, like, top five. That was the closest I ever seen, like, something that crazy. And maybe even the 49ers that year when they went to the Super Bowl, they should have won it, though. But that was close, too. And also the Ravens this year in terms of, like, stats. But, like, I always wondered, like, before, you know, this defense was, like, molded together and just put together the right way. I always wondered, like, how would it be if, you know, Patrick Mahomes had that type of defense that Brady had, that Peyton had, that, you know, Joe Montana had, that all the greats had, because every great quarterback, and I always said this, even Aaron Rodgers, when he won his Super Bowl that year, you were a quarterback, it's the offense, yes, the offense, they pretty and stuff, whatever, but the defense always wins championships, and if you looked at almost every, I want to say like 95% to 99.9% of the teams that won the Super Bowl, they all had great defenses that year. Whether it was top five, top three, top ten, it was great defenses. And the Bucks too, the Bucks in 2002 was a team that had a great offense. Like, the offense was just, you know, scoring on points, and they had a great defense. But anywho, I always wondered that. What I noticed, though, this year is that the Chiefs' defense is, like, crazy. Like, I remember, shout out to the ARP crew, my dogs, Carl, Luke, Jamil, Keith, Chris, the Nelson, David, Seabass, Josh, Dante, I think that's everybody. Hopefully that's everybody. I hope I ain't missing nobody. But one night, it was late at night, 3 a.m. in the morning. I woke up. I think my child was crying. No, my child was crying. I just woke up. You know, I had to go use the bathroom. My dog Carl sent me this video of the Chiefs defense against the Dolphins in the wild card. These boys I think they was in cover two, if I'm not mistaken. But it was like a disguised cover two from what I've seen. I'm gonna call it a disguise because what the free safety and the strong safety did, they did some crossing scissor shit that I ain't never seen before on a defense. Like, that was some like crazy shit. Like, so basically, you know, Tua don't have the strongest arm, but he still got Waddle, he still got Tyreek, he got speed on the outside. So what they did was, and they did the same thing with Lamar, they did the same thing I noticed to a lot of people when I was watching film. What they did was they were disguising in the cover too, but they did some scissor shit where they switched sides. Like, it was some crazy shit. I don't know if they went into man or something. It was some crazy shit, but the way they did it was so gangster. So pretty much, as the quarterback, as Tua was about to, he was making his reads, they noticed like a weakness that you know, we all know, especially the Dolphins fans. I'm gonna talk about this. You know, I ain't trying to get mad, but I'm gonna talk about this this week. Tua, if he don't see the open man, he gonna hold on the ball a lot. He's not gonna throw the ball away. I mean, he got better this year. But usually Tua will hold on to the ball too long instead of just, you know what, let me just throw it away, or let me just throw it to the person who's closer to me. He don't do that. That play that they did, they made Tua look like how he looked at the following year. Holding on to the ball, not trying to scramble, just sitting there. Because the whatever cross shit they did with the safeties, basically one safety already had an assignment on the other side. Because, you know, basically that's what the safeties do. Safeties, they cover up, like, they side, or they, you know, in some plays, like, if you in a dime, you may have one safety back there that cover that whole field. But the way they did it is, like, they switched sides, like, but it was some, like, scissor, like, crazy shit. That's some shit you see on a D-line. Like, me, I played D-line before, so we'll do, like, some scissor shit where one D-lineman go to the A-gap or the B-gap, and I go to his gap. But to see it like in the backfield in the secondary like that was so crazy. That was marvelous. That was beautiful. I almost cried because I played defense. But that's what I noticed about the Chiefs, and that's why I'm choosing them. That's why I'm picking them. Because as explosive as the 49ers are, Brock Purdy, and as much as I like Brock Purdy went back to earth this year in terms of, like, just he's making so many mistakes. He's holding on to the ball. He's forcing stuff to his man. So I feel like what you have to do, I mean, what the Chiefs are going to do is they're going to confuse Brock Purdy, right? 49ers, all y'all really got to do is run the ball. But honestly, you can't even do that because with the Chiefs defense, you could probably run on them for a minute, but then they gonna blitz. They gonna basically gonna blitz you like every other play until you wanna. They gonna pretty much dare you to throw. So the Chiefs defense, and it's crazy how I'm talking about this. This is my opinion, just looking at their defense. They defense so live. Let's say you running the ball a lot, right? They going to get to a point where they just going to blitz you to force you to be like, all right, we got to do play action, right? But they going to bait you. Then when you start noticing, all right, you getting yards on the passing, the Chiefs is going to – they going to do these disguising shit like the one I just said, but they also going to, like, do these, like, side blitzes. It's like multiple defense, bro. Like, they basically playing – cover 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6, 7. They playing man blitz. They doing all these different packages. Like, I ain't never seen no defense like that in terms of plays before. And I'm choosing them strictly because of the defense. People gonna be like, it's Mahomes, this and that. I know it's Mahomes. Mahomes is Mahomes. You can be down 21. Mahomes is going to be Mahomes, but really, it's about the Chiefs defense. The Chiefs defense is going to change the game. They are going to, similar like last year in a way, but it's going to be more on them. I feel like it's going to be more because of them, because of the defense. They're going to force a lot of turnovers. They're going to make Brock Purdy do what he can't do, and that's like be a Mahomes, you know, be that person, you know, like Brock Purdy. You was Brock Purdy, not going to Mahomes. Not saying that he's gonna try to be a Mahomes, but that's what the defense. I can tell the defense is gonna try to do that. So that's why I'm picking the Chiefs. It's gonna be a great game. Hopefully, you know, hopefully it's be like the game like it was before when it went down literally to the last minute. But I just feel like the Chiefs got so much on defense that the offense don't have to be explosive. They need to, though, because the 49ers defense is crazy. But I feel like the Chiefs defense this year is better than the 49ers defense. That's just my opinion. But, yeah, I'm picking the Chiefs. I'm picking Mahomes, the Chiefs, Andy Reid, Travis Kelce, the whole deal. I'm picking y'all to win the Super Bowl this year. Overall, the game, I feel like I said, it's going to be a great game. It's going to be a lot of great matchups. I just feel like it's going to be a fun game, especially coaching-wise. I feel like that's the most underrated thing. You know, Coach Shanahan, Coach Reed, I just feel like the coaching is going to be, it's going to be like a chess match, and I can't wait to see it. So that's my pick for the Super Bowl. Let's talk about the halftime show real quick. I'm excited. It's Usher. Usher is literally like Michael Jackson's generation, James Brown's generation, Prince's generation, Rolling Stones, the Beatles. Now you got people like Beyonce. It's generational. Just think about them people that's up there that people, they could be dead and gone and people still gonna talk about them. But in terms of my generation, like my particular generation, Usher is like the MJs. He's like the he's like that dude that like every album he dropped, it never failed. He always had great hits. He always was a great performer. He's just Usher, you know. He's just one of them. He's one of them artists, and I honestly can't wait for the halftime show. I feel like it's going to be great. I feel like that was a great pickup for the NFL. Of course, I know Jay-Z is the man behind it because he's in charge of that. Alongside with Roc Nation in terms of like the halftime show and the entertainment and everything. But y'all get an A+ for that even before even watching the halftime show. But I'm ready for it. I'm excited. This is probably the first time in a while that I actually really cared about a halftime show instead of the game. So overall, I'm just ready for the whole shebang. I'm ready for the whole game. I'm ready for the Super Bowl. Of course, the commercials. I'm just ready for everything. But overall, I'm going for the Chiefs. It's going to be a great game, though. I want to see them boys to repeat. I want to see Mahomes get his third one. And then sometime this week after the Super Bowl, we could discuss about his GOAT debate. But yeah, man, it's been your boy DJ Anonymous with another episode of Sports Biz Music. The podcast, like I told y'all, this is gonna be a daily podcast. Just be patient with me, y'all. And go Chiefs. And just go football, man. I just want a great Super Bowl. Shout out to everybody. Make sure that y'all follow the podcast everywhere where they have podcasts. Follow the podcast IG on Sports Biz Music, the podcast. Follow Sports Biz Music page on Facebook. Just follow everything that Sports Biz Music, all right, by DJ Anonymous, all right, y'all? And I'm out. Peace.